It's harder to focus than ever these days. Thankfully, C4 has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus, containing 200 milligrams of natural caffeine, a blend of vitamins and zero sugar. It was formulated to support your well-being and help you feel your best, all while enhancing mental focus. From your brain to your body, C4 Smart Energy does it all. And tastes amazing. Look for Smart Energy in the beverage aisle at your local Kroger, Albertsons, and Safeway grocery stores. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Tonight, Britney's big move to silence her sister.
I think we need to figure some things out.
Then Megan Fox's engagement ring. Why it was designed to inflict pain.
Whatever daddy says.
Plus, Amy Schumer's plastic surgery confession.
I think it's going to change my life.
And fashion icon Andre Leon Talley remembered.
I've had a great life. I've met extraordinary people.
Our time with the trailblazer and special ET correspondent.
You have to be confident in whatever you are, whatever you are wearing.
Plus, we've got a special guest co-host. The CEO is in the house.
Oh, yeah. SNL alum and American Auto star Anna Gasteyer is here.
ET starts right now.
We've got big TV shakeups. The show's signing off, restarting, and rebooting.
Welcome to Entertainment Tonight.
Anna, you picked a good show to come join us. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. It's Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Entertainment Tonight. Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, and she wants to dance. You keep singing while she dances.
Those are the lyrics.
I'm going to start with the Spears sisters while y'all come up with the song, because they are taking their feud next level.
Yep. No feud like a family feud.
On a piece of me.
Britney out solo behind the wheel today and tearing into her sister again on Instagram, calling Jamie Lynn a selfish little brat who, quote, shut me out when I needed you the most. Late yesterday, the singer's attorney sent Jamie Lynn a scathing cease and desist letter declaring Britney will no longer be bullied. It warns Jamie Lynn to stop talking about Britney during interviews for her memoir, adding Brit will not be exploited for her sister's monetary gain.
I think that this was more of a threat technique.
Legal expert Rachel Stockman believes the cease and desist is a way to shift focus.
I think that Britney Spears was trying to change the narrative of what was going on in the media and basically trying to paint herself as once again a victim in this.
Brit's attorney is also going after her dad, Jamie Spears, claiming in a new, separate filing that Britney has paid out a staggering $30 million in legal fees for her conservatorship, and on top of that, $6 million to Jamie. The court papers also claimed that Jamie used some of the money to pitch a TV cooking show called Cookin', Cruisin', and Chaos with Jamie Spears. Today, Britney doubled down on her attacks against Jamie Lynn, saying she was sad after Britney's breakup with Justin Timberlake.
I think everybody thought it was forever.
Britney wrote, "Justin's family was all I knew for many years." She goes on to say she felt like she was ghosted by Jamie Lynn after the split. Quote, "You and your friends all dyed your hair like Christina Aguilera, and you no longer would play with me anymore." Adding she was sorry she, quote, "wasn't strong enough to do what should have been done. Slapped you and mama right across your blank faces."
I think honestly the best move at this point is just stop making this a public battle.
Can they just stop?
I mean, it's a lot, and it's a lot on social and in public.
I want to see your beach vacation, but I don't really want to know about your family feud.
I feel you. All right, let's jump from that family feud to a star split, Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
I know, another conscious uncoupling, very spiritual.
A lot of people are speculating on what went wrong, but apparently this was a long time coming.
Really? I'm intrigued.
There hasn't been a lot of time to do that kind
of
investing.
No, I've been doing press. I've been in China, I've been in London, I've been in interviews.
In one of our last joint interviews, the couple of 16 years spoke about their difficult schedules. And now, a source tells ET, the time apart put additional stress on their relationship. Quote, Jason and Lisa were struggling for quite some time, but when Jason was away filming Aquaman 2, their differences and issues were heightened.
I'm going to start Aquaman 2 tomorrow.
Less than an hour before Jason revealed their split last week, his director shared this smiley pic on his final day of shooting.
I don't suppose you want to talk about this, do you?
Next, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly's torturous bond.
Whatever Daddy says.
MGK just revealed the two-stone engagement ring he helped design for Megan, worth a reported $340,000, was made to stay on her finger. The singer tells Vogue, quote, the bands are actually thorns, so if she tries to take it off, it hurts. Love is pain.
Come on.
Last Friday in Milan, Megan was seen wearing the 18-karat white gold emerald and diamond ring on their first public outing since the engagement at the D&G fashion show. And finally, Mr. and Mrs. Blake Shelton back in L.A. after their Oklahoma holiday.
We have a new house there. We have like a new life there. Very excited.
Check out Gwen and her man going from a fancy private jet to their ride, a pickup truck. A simple kind of life. Gwen says she got to hit the recharge button in Blake's home state with wedding crasher dog Betty before their next joint performance next month, the Super Bowl Music Fest in L.A.
I love when they're on stage together.
I'm a hopeless romantic, Anna.
No, they're adorable. They have amazing chemistry.
They
love
definitely
it. Yeah,
do.
Who doesn't love
and
them?
And now they's married.
All right, let's get to Amy Schumer now. She's an open book about pretty much everything.
Yes, indeed she is. And she keeps it honest, too. That's what I love about her. Yeah. Amy revealing the length that she took to get her back to feeling 100% herself again.
That smile says it all. The beaming mom revealed she is now 170 pounds after undergoing liposuction and surgery for her painful battle with endometriosis. The caption, quote, I feel good. Finally, it's been a journey.
My uterus is out. Do you remove my appendix? Because the endometriosis had attacked it. There was a lot of blood in my uterus.
That was Amy last September, just after surgery. Endometriosis specialist Dr. Tomer Sechkin performed her surgery.
Endometriosis is a tissue that settles somewhere else outside the womb, outside the uterus. It's a serious disease.
The doctor found 30 spots of endometriosis that he removed. I think it's going to change my life.
As for the lipo, well, Amy said plastic surgery hadn't always been on her radar, but quote, talk to me after your uterus doesn't contract for 2.5 years and you turn 40.
Fill in the blank for me. 40 is the new blank.
Dead. Just kidding. I'm not worried about aging. Like, you know, I've never really been celebrated for being young and hot, so I'm not worried.
This is not a weight loss procedure. It's really to target those specific areas that we can't get rid of on our own, especially after a big surgery like Amy underwent.
Dr. Jordan Turner performed Amy's liposuction. He says the endometriosis surgery combined with her prior C-section with now two-year-old son Gene made her a good candidate.
I'm just so proud of her because it has been such a process. She wants people to know about it. She wants people to be confident.
I feel like people relate to me and I want to be as open as possible so that I can help women feel better about themselves.
And Amy, we love you just as you are. Well, let's move on now to some sad news out of the fashion world. And very sad news here at ET as well. The passing of Vogue trailblazer and icon, Andre Leon Talley. Andre graced us with his presence interviewing the stars for ET. And today, Hollywood paid tribute to his towering talent.
I've had a great life. I've met extraordinary people.
Hi, Megan, darling. It's so good to see you. Did you love your Vogue cover?
I loved my Vogue cover.
And I love you, Andre.
And I love you. And I hope you win.
Oh, my goodness. Beyoncé. I waited on the curb for her.
I just decided that I was going to go a few hours ago.
That was one of my greatest moments.
Kerry Washington honored Andre, saying, "You blessed us with your charm and wit and your taste for the exceptional." While Tyra Banks tells ET, being in his presence was so magical. And from Viola Davis, rest well, King.
I just wanted to let people know that you can survive all formidable odds. Being the first Black man in the international world of fashion, it's been a climb, it's been rough, it's been smooth, and I have survived.
Andre passed away from a heart attack last night in New York at the age of 73. He was a mentor to many, including Naomi Campbell. In 1983, he joined Vogue and later became the magazine's first Black creative director and right hand to editor-in-chief Anna Wintour.
My proudest Vogue moment was to have been assigned to do the first interview profile on Michelle Obama. And I have to thank Anna Wintour for that moment because she chose me.
In 2018, the pair's 30-plus year friendship hit an iceberg. But in a statement today, Anna said while there were complicated moments, she wants to remember the brilliant and compassionate man who was a generous and loving friend to me.
Fashion is fun. Everyone needs fashion.
Marquesa!
Marquesa, yes. How did you know?
Because I know everything in fashion. Hi, it's Tina Fey.
Hi, how you doing, Andre?
I haven't seen you since Russia. I
know.
Naomi.
I know.
You're wonderful.
I almost wore that coat tonight.
What do you hope that the fans and fashionistas around the world think of when they hear your name?
I would hope that they would think of me as larger than life, but I gave like everything. I tried to share my light unto the world.
Oh, Andre, you did. Just a fashion icon in so many ways, and a trailblazer.
Truly, truly. A legend.
Yeah. The best laugh ever.
I know.
Just a great laugh. All right, let's switch gears now because we've got more with Miss Anna right here. We're going to talk about your new show.
Ooh.
Yes, indeed, and more big TV news, or should I say, boss news.
Oh, my God. I am so excited.
Alyssa Milano breaks reboot news, revealing who's in for the return of Who's the Boss.
Is the family getting back together?
Plus, a slew of shows canceled. We'll tell you which ones. And The Amazing Race restart. Phil Kogan on the show's pandemic plot twist.
We had to get creative. It was kind of jarring.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
I am so happy to get you back on our regular schedule.
We'll have a night shift, too.
Or the night shift. It could go either way. It might be great to have your days free.
I love it. That's my guest co-host, Anna Gasteyer, star of American Idol, airing Tuesdays on NBC. It's sort of a cross between Superstore and Veep, it seems.
Wow, that's a good way of putting
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's definitely a workplace comedy, and so it's really fun. I play this slightly clueless, high-functioning CEO, but I don't know anything about cars, and I'm working in the automotive industry.
We're going to go back to your very first TV credit. It happens to be one of the most iconic episodes in television history.
Oh, my gosh.
No soup for you.
I had one line. It was my first TV job.
Leave! Get out!
But I didn't do anything.
Next!
Like, I was so terrified that I couldn't remember it, and then I kept thinking, if it's only one line and you blow it, you really have no right to do this for a living. So thank God I did it. But yeah, that's my memory. I mean, I was terrified.
I love it. The year after you did Seinfeld, that's when you got cast on SNL. And so we actually interviewed you.
Oh my God.
And Will Ferrell back in 1998. You guys were arguing about what makes an ideal SNL host. So take a look at this. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with you, but.
Don't start this now. This is an interview.
This has been a trying 14 minutes.
Knock it off.
You shut up.
Look at that. Come on.
We famously did Bobby and Marty, the mm-hmm. Middle School Music Teachers, one of my absolute favorite experiences at SNL. I don't think I ever could have understood, even while I was there, the lifetime of relationships and collaborations that it would offer me.
Anna, sit tight right there, because we're not done with you yet. Put on some sneakers, ready? Because The Amazing Race is ready for a restart.
Dun, 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 dun. That's the Amazing Race theme.
Go!
The reality show goes to new heights.
One false step, and does Phil go down?
How the pandemic changed everything this season. Plus,
I'm Dr. Jason Bull.
Did Michael Weatherly just cancel his own show?
We get into the nitty-gritty.
His next move and the other major shows that aren't coming back. Then, want to live like Beyonce and J-Lo? We've got an exclusive tour inside the home of their Hamptons neighbors.
There's a theater, there's a pool house, gym.
Hi, I'm Michael Weatherly. Welcome to the set of Bull.
After six seasons, Michael Weatherly just canceled his own show.
We're going to get through this transition stronger than ever.
This is Michael's tweet explaining he, quote, decided it's time to pursue new creative challenges. CBS added, we thank our loyal viewers and look forward to providing them with a final run of compelling episodes. Michael texted me this morning saying, I'm looking forward to the next adventure, which should be announced relatively soon. Of course, we're hoping Michael returns to his NCIS roots since Mark Harmon isn't currently on the show. We're wild and free. Another series getting the axe, MTV's The Hill's New Beginnings.
Look how angry you are.
The reality show has been canceled after two seasons, but a source tells ET there are plans for a reimagining of the franchise with a new cast. So did the drama just get to be too much for everyone? Here's what Spencer Pratt told us before season two even aired.
I would imagine if there was a season three, it would be with an all new cast. Because after this season, I don't see how everyone would be able to be in the same room.
Also wrapping up after just four seasons, Ellen's primetime NBC show, Game of Games. But there is new TV in the works. Alyssa Milano confirms that while the pandemic put everything on hold, the Who's the Boss sequel is still happening and network negotiations are underway.
I'm so excited about this.
Is the family getting back together?
Judith and Danny will come and have recurring parts. I think that with Danny, we have to really dive into the fact that, you know, he's a gay man. But I think the show is going to focus on Tony helping me raise my kids. He's going to show up for a weekend and probably never leave.
I mean, reboots are everywhere, so I think this show will be good.
I do, too. Who doesn't love a reboot?
All right, can we talk about something else that's amazing?
I would love it.
All right, The Amazing Race.
Amazing.
Because it is back in a big way. Contestants were at the end of their third leg of the competition when host Phil Kogan dropped the bad news that the pandemic had shut them down.
Yeah, but the race has officially restarted.
Yes, it has. And our Lauren Zima talked to Phil all about it.
This has been a 19-month pit stop since the last time we were together.
How did it feel for you to stand there and to tell the contestants, we're back and we're doing this? Was that emotional?
Very emotional. Coming back, it was a great feeling to be able to assure everybody we have a really good plan in place. We feel very confident that we can take you out in the world, keep you safe.
Not everybody had the ability to come back and race for that $1 million prize. So,
have a few familiar faces taking their place.
Two eliminated teams from this season make a surprise comeback for a second chance. And for the return to Switzerland, contestants flew in a luxury private jet.
I heard you got a plane to bring everybody around.
Literally, we had teams getting on the plane. They didn't know where they were going. And it was sort of exciting. You know, it was like a big old mystery tour.
The Amazing Race airs tonight on CBS, and the contestants were not the only ones facing danger in the Swiss Alps.
There are not many places in the world that you can do this. Stand in one spot and see six countries.
I was worried. I'm looking, you just got one harness around the waist. I'm like, one false step, and does Phil go down? We don't need this.
I promise you, I was well restrained.
Okay.
I was totally safe. Yeah, it was probably took us about 3 hours to get that shot. We had some very high winds, and so for a while we couldn't get the drone to take off, but it was worth it. A fun shot to be able to execute.
Okay, Anna, would you ever do The Amazing Race?
Oh, yes, I would do it, but I would lose.
No.
Yes.
You know what we should do? We should team up, because Nichelle is begging me to do it with her. Ain't no way.
I'm going to slow you down is the problem.
Don't do it. No, no, no. He will be packing so many gadgets, you'll never get out of the start line.
We'll be fine, Anna. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
I'll bring my maps. My spectacle.
I don't want to partner with him. All right, let's talk about amazing real estate now, because a new show is taking you inside the ritziest homes in the Hamptons, but only E.T.'s got the seller to the stars to take us there.
Beautiful people, beautiful cars, beautiful homes, really good celebrity sightings. It's so chic.
A lot of the celebrities have homes here just to say they have homes here. You know, it's keeping up with the Joneses. It's an exclusivity, it's an escapism.
They're not being hounded by paparazzi. They have the privacy aspect. They can go into their beautiful estate and really never have to leave.
Some of the Hamptons' most notable A-list residents.
Howard Stern lives nearby, Brooke Shields. J-Lo has a house nearby. Mark Consuelos and Kelly Ripa have a house. And also, my queen, Beyonce.
So that's also, I mean, that gives you an idea of the level of celebrity that's here. It's apparent and evident that all these people absolutely love New York City, but they also love having their great escape to the Hamptons.
Selling the Hamptons, premiering tomorrow on Discovery Plus, will take you inside the priciest homes on the market in the Long Island hotspot. And we got to tour the most expensive one-acre home for sale in Southampton.
This house is listed for just under $20 million, 8,500 square feet in total on four levels, and seven bedroom, 9.5 bath. So there's a theater, there's a pool house, gym. This is my favorite part of the house. Look at these views. Ocean to the south. Maybe even see if you look closely. Is that Howard Stern's house? This is where it happens.
If only. I mean,
hubba bubba.
I've never been to the Hamptons. Does that make me weird?
No, I don't go because I have to shave my legs every time I go.
I love you. All right. Coming up, Will Smith's career detour.
What he's only telling E.T.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Hey, come with me on this journey.
Tomorrow we've got Will Smith talking all about his new Hollywood chapter. Plus, Cynthia Nixon talks about the future of And Just Like That.
We're actually going to be sailing into completely uncharted waters.
I'm still hanging on with the ladies, okay? I'm still hanging with you. Hanging there.
Barely.
I am Anna. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy American Auto.
Yes,
American Auto is Tuesday nights, and it is laugh out loud funny. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of it now.
Yeah, watch it on NBC. Definitely.
He told me that off camera, so it's true.
Yes. Definitely is true. Anna, do us the honor. Can you take us out?
Entertainment Tonight. If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.